Om Shanti. Today is 9th January 2018. The magic of blessings. Today is Tuesday and today's blessing is may you have a right to blessings and making progress by keeping a balance of making spiritual endeavor sadhana and using the facilities sadhan. The explanation: instead of making the facilities your support, use the facilities on the basis of your spiritual endeavor sadhana. Do not make any of the facilities sadhan the basis of your progress. Otherwise, when the facilities fluctuate, your zeal and enthusiasm will also fluctuate. Because of your making the facilities your support, the father is removed from being in between, and this is why there is fluctuation, halchal. Together with the facilities, let there also be spiritual endeavor, sadhana, and you will experience the Father's blessing, Vardhan, in every task, and your zeal and enthusiasm will not decrease. So this is today's blessing. Baba is saying, may you have a right to blessings, and making progress by keeping a balance of making spiritual endeavor, sadhana, and using the facilities, sadhan. So Baba is telling us to keep a balance of sadhana and sadhan. How our sadhana, our spiritual endeavor should be. The first and the foremost thing in spiritual endeavor or in sadhana is that sadhana should be absolutely independent, niradhar. It should not depend on few things. One of the few things Baba has mentioned in today's Murli's facilities, sadhan. Whether those sadhans are there or not there, our sadhana, our spiritual effort, our spiritual endeavor should go on. We should not bank so much on these facilities that in their absence, we suffer from privation, in their absence we become restless, in their absence we lose zeal and enthusiasm, in their absence there is a fluctuation, in their absence there is an upheaval. That shows that you were totally counting on those facilities. The first thing in sadhana, as I said, is to become independent. Independent of few things. And the first thing is, Baba has mentioned, sadhan. Second thing is, we'll come to the sadhan once again. Second is, our sadhana should be independent of time. It's not that we are having good time, so we are doing good sadhana. When the time is opportune, our efforts are at the zenith. But when everything goes against the grain with us, our efforts deep down, they reach the abysmal depth. This should not happen. Sadhana should remain independent of sadhan. Sadhana should remain independent of samay, time, all time, no matter what time is bringing unto you. Good times, bad times, difficult times, tough times, all times, our sadhana should go on uninterruptedly. Bad times should not puncture our sadhana. Bad times should not thwart our spiritual endeavor. Third, persons. Our sadhana should not be person-oriented, person-dependent. Our sadhana should not be so much centered on one particular person that when this person is there, I will be doing endeavor. When that person goes away, my spiritual efforts come tumbling down. When that person is around, when that person is going with me for doing Amrit Vela, I am doing. When that person is sleeping, I am also sleeping. When that person is churning knowledge, discussing knowledge, I am churning knowledge, discussing knowledge, understanding, trying to understand knowledge. When that person shows lackadaisical attitude, I also become lazy, careless, slothful. Sadhana should not be person dependent. Yes, you can make people your companion, your They are cooperative soul. They will help you. They are helpers. They are cooperative in your sadhana. But your sadhana should remain independent of them. It's not that this particular class, when I will hear, that time only I will start churning the murli. It's not like that. A day will come, all classes would stop. You have murli with you and you have to churn it yourself. You have to understand it yourself. There is nobody who is serving you ready-made things on the platter. There is no ready-made chintan or churning which you will spoon-feed you. This is the murli. Take it. And you just make the effort of only opening your mouth. That's it. These days would go away. You will be left only with the knowledge, you will be left only with the murli and your mind. Now think, cogitate, meditate, reflect, understand, go into the depth, bring out the pearls. Such a day will come. So your sadhana should not be person dependent, that person's help dependent, that person's support dependent, that person's money dependent, that person's churning dependent, that person's care dependent, that person's attention dependent, that person's love dependent. If that person gives love, care, attention, help, succor, that time I will do my endeavor. My endeavor would be to the hilt. But the moment I am deprived of this person, or this person goes away, or there is a conflict, and suddenly you turn at loggerheads with that person, everything comes dwindling down and you are lost. So our sadhana should be independent of person. Our sadhana should be independent of time. Our sadhana should be independent of facilities. And fourth, our sadhana, our spiritual endeavor should be independent of place. It's not that when you are in Madhuban, that time you are doing Purushat. You are swinging in the swings of super sensuous bliss. But the moment you land in your world, outside of Madhuban, that swing disappears. And you fall down. Suddenly. Here you are swinging in that jhula, in that swing. And whilst you are in Mumbai there is a new word, Mumbaiish. Mumbai English, you know, they use zooming, not zooming, zooming. That's a Mumbai English. Zooming, you are here zooming, not the English zoom, but zooming. That is known as Mumbaiish. So, there suddenly that swing, that jhula disappears and you fall down. Your sadhana, your spiritual endeavor should not be place dependent. Where are you? Whether you are in Madhuban, whether you are in office, whether you are in your college, whether you are in your home, whether you are in your friend's home, anywhere, any corner of the world, you keep yourself or your sadhana intact. Let nothing of these things affect the sadhana. Because sadhana is absolutely intrinsic thing. It has really nothing to do with anything extraneous. Outside, whatever is happening, let it happen. Sadhana should remain unflappable, unhindered by anything which is outside, any external agent, external stimuli. Nothing and nothing should prove as an impedance in the sadhana. Fifth, sadhana should not be dependent on comforts and conveniences. One is facilities. Facilities are little different. They are related to objects. Comforts are more related to gross. But comforts and convenience, sukh suvidha, when those conveniences are there, that time you are doing good sadhana. The moment they are snatched away, you are nowhere. It means somewhere in our mind, we were dependent on those comforts and on those conveniences. we should be able to do sadhana in the most of the adverse of situations, where everything is going against the grain with you, where people are opposing, people are criticizing, people are opposing, people are insulting, people are trying to backbite, people are trying to pull your leg, trying every, leaving no stone unturned to stop you. And still you go on, and still you march ahead, and still you move ahead, still you remain unobstructed by anything. That is real sadhana. Sweet are the uses of adversity. Shakespeare's King Lear says, sweet are the uses of adversity. Adversities, they bring so many uses. See, whenever there are no circumstances, everything is going favorable, that time what do you learn? Where is the growth? The real growth occurs when people oppose, when people criticize, when people oppose your ideology, your views, your viewpoint, your nature. They abuse, accuse, all these things. I am not telling that you invoke all of these things, but when such thing happens, real spiritual growth occurs that time only. Because that is the opportunity when you get to know, now this is the knowledge and this is the practical thing I have to see. Otherwise, how will I just keep on saying Sthita Pragya Yogi, I am Sthita Pragya Yogi, a very constant yogi, easy yogi, natural yogi, and the moment somebody says something to you, you are just smashed to smithereens, reduced to bits and pieces. Where is the sadhana? Where is the effort? Where is the endeavor? Is this the effort? Where are your claims of being high, good yogi? What it was? Just a dream. Just a self-hypnosis which you are creating. The real sadhana, the real tapasya, the real tap, the real purushartha, the real effort, the real endeavor, the real internal work occurs when everything is opposing you, everything is against you, and still you don't give up, still you don't give in, still you don't yield, still you have the courage to march ahead, still you, even if you fall down, you get up again and start walking. You don't want anybody's help, you don't want anybody should come and support you, speak sweet words to you, give care and attention to you. No, we don't want anybody's care, support and attention. We don't want anybody's praise, no, nor any blame or calumny or abuse or criticism or opposition is going to stop me. That sort of sadhana. These are the five things our sadhana should be independent of. In this murli, in today's murli, Baba is talking about facilities. If you remain so much dependent on facilities, Baba will go in between and then you will be deprived of Baba's blessing. That's why keep sadhan, keep facilities with you, sath, and then walk ahead. Use them, utilize them, milk them, exploit them to your advantage. But don't become so much addicted or parasite. Don't live a parasitic existence, totally dependent on somebody. We don't want that. The real thrust of the soul is independence. Anything that ties it down, anything that proves as a chain, suddenly soul becomes restless, because the nature of the soul is to fly up above in the vast firmament, unfettered, uncaged, ensnared by anything of this worldly things. So your sadhana should be independent of sadhan. Use them for service, use them for everything, whatever you want. But also know that this mobile may not stay tomorrow. Internet will stop. Computers would shut down. All the social media, they all will come down crumbling. Everything would be reduced to ashes. And that time also my sadhana should go on. So use them, but don't be so much dependent on them. Don't make them your be all and end all. That is not the goal, that is not the destination, that is not the highest thing of your life. So your sadhana should be independent of five things. First, facilities. Second, time. Good times, bad times, good circumstance, bad circumstance, let it be anything. Third, person. Don't make any Brahmin your friend to the extent that without him, you feel restless. You start missing. You want him. There's no need to miss anybody. Except God. There is none in this world who is worth missing. Baba, in today's Murli, Baba has said, all those relationships, they are included in one Srimat. It is the saccharine of all the opinions of teacher, of preceptor, of father. So your sadhana should be independent of first facilities, sadhan, second person, third time, fourth place. Try to do yoga whilst you are not in Madhuban. The real yoga actually starts when you are out of Madhuban. The moment you step out of Baba's room, that is the real time for your yoga. That is the real time for your meditation. That is the real time when you are out of Madhuban. Here, while staying in the Madhuban itself, when you are out of those four dham, that time you have to practice being in yoga. When you are in your room, that time that is the real yoga. When you are walking, when you are traveling, when you are going anywhere, that is the real time when you are doing yoga. So, our yoga, our sadhana, our spiritual endeavor, our spiritual effort, our purusharth should remain independent of place, sthan, time, place, person, sadhan, and comforts and conveniences. Today you are getting everything, but a time may come when everything would be snatched away. Will you remain unflinching, immovable, adol, achal, even then? If yes, then your sadhana is real. A Zen master was asked, he was carrying some bag, and he was asked, what is spirituality? He was carrying one bag, he dropped it. That's it. Next question was asked, what is the goal of your spirituality? He took the bag and started walking and went away. That's all. Story finished. He was asked, what is spirituality? So he was carrying some bag. He kept it down. Spirituality means getting rid of all your burdens and everything. And what is the goal of spirituality? He took that bag again. First he gave up, he surrendered, and then he took the bag again, but now it is no more weight. And with that weight, he went away. But it is not a weight now. Because you have already surrendered it. And he walked away. This is a short Zen stories of Japan. So, spirituality is that. Independent. Don't bank on, don't rely on, don't count on anything of this world. Trust and trust only yourself. Here. That's it. I, the soul, and the Supreme Soul is with me. That's it. I don't want anything. I don't want any guide or anybody to show me the way. Yesterday's Murli, yesterday or day before, Baba said, you are the one who show the way to the sweet home to everyone. You are the spiritual guides. If I am only lost, how can I show way to those who are lost? So, once again I will read today's blessing. Baba is saying, may you have a right to blessings, and then you will receive Baba's blessing if you don't remain so much dependent on these all things. The more independent Swatantra you become, the more powerful you become. May you have a right to blessings and making progress by keeping a balance of making spiritual efforts sadhana and using the facilities sadhana. Instead of making the facilities your support, use the facilities on the basis of your spiritual endeavor. Do not make any of the facilities the basis of your progress. Otherwise, when the facilities progress, your zeal and enthusiasm will also fluctuate. Because of your making the facilities, your support, the father is removed from in between. And this is why there is fluctuation. Father will disappear. The moment you make something your support, he disappears. Together with the facilities, let there also be spiritual endeavor, and you will experience Father's blessing in every task. In every task. To experience Father's Vardhan in every task. Such a good thing. Whatever we are doing, blessing will follow us. And then you will experience Father's blessing in every task, every work, every karma. And your zeal and enthusiasm will remain. Will not decrease. So remember this, today's blessing, to remain independent. Om Shanti.